Welcome to another episode of the CSUSB Advising Podcast. My name is Matt Markin, an academic advisor here at Cal State San Bernardino. And on today's episode, we're learning all about the liberal studies program, including the liberal arts major and the liberal studies major. And we have a returning guest with us today, and that's Dr. Danny Dory, or as I call him, Dr. Danny. Dr. Danny, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me today, Matt, and really looking forward to having a beautiful chat with you and also being informative for our prospective students.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we have a lot of students that we meet with that are very much interested in the liberal studies program. And usually our first question is to tell us a little bit about yourself, but you've been a guest on our podcast for two episodes. So if you're listening and you're interested to learn more about Dr. Danny's background, you can check out episode 24 or even episode 30, where we chat about the Arabic major. So Dr. Danny, let's dive right in. How would you describe the liberal studies program, including the two majors?
That's great. Thank you. Yes, liberal studies is the liberal studies bachelor's. So we have two bachelor's degree, the liberal studies bachelor's and then the liberal studies and then the liberal arts under the liberal studies program. And then I'll talk a little bit about what's in the liberal studies bachelor's, because that also has a couple of tracks. But regardless of the tracks that a person wants to do under the liberal studies program for the liberal studies bachelor's, it is usually a pathway for people who want to go into teaching elementary schools. And for elementary level, we're talking about kindergarten to fifth grade, and some school districts have an what you call a multiple subject or multiple subject teacher all the way up to eighth grade. So if somebody wants to or interested in teaching anywhere between K through fifth, all the way to K through eighth, depending on the district, a liberal studies bachelor's degree is probably one of the best way to do it. There are other pathways to become an elementary school teacher, but this is probably one of the best way to do it, because it has a lot of classes that are really geared to prep these students before they go into a teaching credential. So usually you're going to get a 4-year for the bachelor's degree, and after that you're going to do anywhere between a year to a year and a half, to even up to 2 years, depending how fast a person wants to finish for a teaching credential. But that fulfills the bachelor's degree, or what you call the content requirement. And in the bachelor's degree in liberal studies, there are a lot of classes that tell you, for example, math in the classroom, teaching science in the classroom, teaching dance, art, all of these very important contents, teaching English in the classroom. So there are classes that are really specific on training you, instead of just knowing the material itself and then being thrown into the classroom. These classes, or that track, prepares you to see what to expect once you go into the classroom. It has also some classes in it that talk about child development, understanding how children develop, and also about observation. On the other hand, the bachelor's degree in liberal arts is what traditionally in the United States is known as a liberal arts degree, which is a very broad focus. So you don't go into one topic and then you go into depth in it, but you get the chance to know about many, many topics. You learn philosophy, music, art, whatever, economics, social sciences. So it's a general education degree almost, because you learn a lot on the surface. You become very broad-minded, and it opens up a lot of doors for careers, for actually a wide variety of careers. As a matter of fact, many companies today say, we just want somebody who's a team worker, who knows how to think, a critical thinker, somebody who knows how to write. And we really don't care about their training and college, because once we get them into our company, we will train them. So you'll see it all the way from the private sector, even computer scientists, all the way to places like medical field. Like even you see Riverside's medical school, if you go to their website, they say, we really don't care about your bachelor's, go get it in languages. We'll come train you, but just be broad-minded. So they're really totally different focus, though both of them will eventually allow a person to teach in the multiple subject credential, because the laws have a little bit softened up because of the shortage we have.
Yeah. So would you say, like with both of these and more semi-liberal arts, that you're learning a little bit about everything in a sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're learning about everything, while in the liberal studies, you're learning also about everything, maybe a little bit less, with a focus on one day becoming a teacher, an elementary school teacher.
Yeah, and you were mentioning with liberal studies that there might be different focuses or concentrations within the major.
Yes. So if somebody wants to say, you know what, I would really like to become an elementary school teacher all the way to eighth grade, because some schools, as I said, will have one teacher to teach the students in all subject matters. They have multiple tracks. So one track would be what you call an integrated track. So in an integrated track, a student gets into the liberal studies bachelor's degree, but they don't graduate from it. Right when they finish the content requirement, they start a teaching credential. It usually saves them a couple of classes, maybe three or four classes. So it's a little bit faster. It also saves them a little bit of money to get into the program. In that case, they're going to have to get their credentials here with us at Cal State. So they go from the College of Arts and Letters, which hosts liberal studies, to the College of Education to get their teaching credential. Another one will be the general track. The general track, somebody finishes 4 years, and then once they do, they can come back with us, reapply for the credentials program, or they can go to another university to get their credential or credentials and a master's degree at the same time, which our university has and other universities have. And the third track is a Spanish concentration. As you know, in California, we have a predominantly a Spanish-speaking community and a very important community. So it prepares students to learn a little bit about the language and the culture in the hopes of once they start their teaching credential, they will be able to get something. It's an extra layer of credentialing. It's called an authorization, a bilingual authorization. So if they do the Spanish track, they can tag along on it a bilingual authorization. That makes them usually a little bit more competitive, a little bit more understanding, and then really marketable to enter our teaching profession.
Wonderful. Now, you might have a student that might say, well, which one should I do in terms of like the track if they're looking to do teaching? Do you have any advice for that student?
Yeah. So, of course, this is a 20-minute show and we like to really take it in depth. It really depends on a student's circumstances. So one of the things we tell students, whether somebody is a new person, like somebody who finished from high school entering our campus, or is a transfer from community college, is take our Cal 2970. Cal is the course code, C-A-L, for College of Arts and Letters, 2970. It's actually a requirement for the program. But usually we ask them to take it at the first semester, because that discussion about which track is best is something that is discussed in depth. Now, if a student still has not made up their mind or still have not explored if they want to do the program, they can contact the Liberal Studies program. So they can go to Cal State San Bernardino's website, cshsu.edu, put liberal-studies or Google Liberal Studies. There are links to either meet some of the faculty advisor or the coordinator of the program or the PALS. At the PALS office, that's the peer ambassadors of the Liberal Studies program. So these are students who have gone through the program, and we always select people who are usually sometimes people have taken all of the tracks, or like some students in this track and the other one, they know very well, they're trained properly. So if a student wants to talk to another a peer student, they can make an appointment with them. If they want to talk to an advisor, they can talk with him or her or them, or they can talk to the coordinator directly or take the class.
Yeah. And for the PAL Center that you're mentioning, if a student is doing liberal studies or if they're doing liberal arts, does it matter which one they're doing to meet with the PAL Center?
No, the PAL Center is open to all of them, even open for people who are in different majors who are considering about switching. Actually, about one third of the liberal studies program major, so whether liberal arts or liberal studies, are students who were in another major and then decided to come into liberal studies. And sometimes students may be into like early child development, which is also pathway to teach elementary. But the early childhood or the child development major allows students to teach K through third grade instead of to the fifth grade or eighth grade. So usually we say if for people that, you know, maybe sometimes they started teaching young kids and then later on said, you know, I would like to broaden my spectrum. We say, maybe you want to consider a liberal studies major, because that will allow you to go K through fifth all the way to eighth, depending on the school district.
Wonderful. And so, like you were also mentioning with the Cal 2970, kind of like the intro class. So if a student's not liberal studies, but maybe they're interested in teaching, would that student be able to register for the Cal 2970?
Thank you so much. Yes. So this class is not a by permit only. It's not a by invitation only. Mm-hmm. And we do have students who take it sometimes just because they want to explore it. That's a great question. Yes. Three-unit class, usually, I mean, traditionally, this class has always met only once in person. So there's a lot of interaction and a lot of questions for them to explore. Usually it's in the afternoon, and we have two sections, usually one in the main campus and one in the Palm Desert campus. So if students are in the Coachella area and they would like really to explore that field, which is a great field, and usually this is one of the fields that you're going to find a job. There are some fields that you study and say, you know what, I'm not sure if I'm going to get a job within my major. Usually there is such a huge shortage for teachers that people with a liberal studies degrees, if they choose to go and then continue for a teaching credential, usually they're going to find a job. There's a huge shortage. A lot of people have retired, and we already always had the shortage of teachers. So we hope people will consider it. I say don't do it because it's a career almost guaranteed, but do it because you're passionate about it. There's a lot about teaching. This is if somebody wants to do two liberal studies, then just getting the degree or get the benefit from it. While there are some benefits, it is very important for somebody to go in it because they're really passionate about being with children and then transforming their lives.
Now, are there any misconceptions that you think people might have about like liberal arts or the liberal studies majors?
Yeah, so we have to catch it from early in the game. In some community colleges, and I have great respect for all the advisors in community colleges, sometimes people or counselors tell students that liberal studies degree is the same as liberal arts. Or sometimes in some community colleges, they do not have a liberal studies AA degree and they only have a liberal arts degree, which is totally fine because people can come with an AA degree in liberal arts and then come here and then choose a liberal studies if this is what they want to do, or they could continue liberal arts. So there is some, so from the advising point of view, we want to make sure that students are aware of it, advisors are aware of that. We also want to make sure that people can know that a liberal arts degree opens itself to so many careers. Mm-hmm. Liberal studies will also open to many careers, but liberal arts is such a wide, it's a key to great things. And there are many colleges in the United States that are traditional liberal studies college, liberal arts colleges. And that's what a person does. They study some of each and later on see what calls to their heart and then choose a career after that.
And then last question, are there any resources that your department offers that students might want to know about?
Yeah. So if they want to go into the Coachella Valley campus, usually the teacher who teaches the Cal 2970 stays there and advises and has office hours there. And if they wanted to come to the main campus, we are always there. And we're passionate about staying even after hours. Even we're talking about potentially opening it on Saturdays so that we are available to the students. We have an office currently it's in CE, that's the College of Education, room 114. They're very welcome to come, stop by. And that office, there are a lot of resources that students would have to pay money for, usually, such as getting free coffee. So this place gives you free coffees, free scantrons for all majors. Even, if they would need to print something, they can come just use their Coyote One card and then still print. There are always snacks. We're always passionate about making sure our students are well fed. So while there are some unhealthy snacks like chips and candies, there are also a lot of fresh fruits and some other healthy snacks that we make available. We're there for them. We're there for all of you students. If you're listening here, we're passionate about it. Nobody should ever go into teaching if they're not passionate about it. And we're really there to serve the students.
Well, Dr. Dan, I appreciate you being on the podcast again and returning back and now talking about the liberal arts and liberal studies majors. And we'll also make sure to include the website information in our show notes. But Dr. Danny, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Matt. And good luck welcoming all of our students and always being there. I've always said, and people know that, I always bring my students, regardless of their major, when I have a problem, I bring them to your office. Because you yourself are so helpful, and then your whole office team are really, everybody is so welcoming. So for all students, if you're not in the liberal studies program, at least go to academic advising and then get the best advice you can ever wish for. So thank you so much for having me.